Well, there's another translation which is contemporary and easy to read and understand. And how let's all read it. Are you hurting? Pray. Do you feel great? Sing. Are you sick? Call the church leaders together to pray and anoint you with oil in the name of the Master. Believing prayer will heal you, and Jesus will put you on your feet. And if you sin, you'll be forgiven, healed inside and out. Next one. Make this common practice. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you can live together whole and healed. The prayer of a person living right with God is something powerful to be reckoned with. Elijah, for instance, human just like us, prayed hard and this wouldn't rain, and it didn't. Not a drop for 3.5 years. Then he prayed that it would rain, and it did. The showers came and everything started growing again. Next one. My dear friend, if you know people who have wandered off from God's truth, don't write them off. Go after them, get them back, and you will have rescued previous lives from destruction and prevented an epidemic of wandering away from God. Okay? Just leave it, the third part. And because it's going to focus on the third part. Okay. Well, let's first talk about Elijah. Man, he's a person just like us. I mean, scared of hell. I mean, just because a woman said, I'm going to kill you for sure, and he ran. Again, hide himself in a cave. Before that, he killed 450 priests of what? Prophet of Baal, the most so-called, the most powerful god at that time. So he has the courage and kill with all the Israelite the bank of the river, and killed 450, and just because a woman said, I'm going to kill you for sure tomorrow morning this time. And then he ran, scared of hell. And I bet he's shivering and scared. And a lot of time we can be brave, and then the next moment, we're so scared, just like a rat running from something, I don't know, a cat or what. To better understand this, from 13 to 12, 20, I better tell the story of my family. I thought about a lot lately. I don't know, for some reason, I mean, a lot of people make me to tell the story of my family. It's really exactly the same, like what you read, right? Very funny and interesting. And sometimes you might feel a little bit outraged. That's why I have no further PowerPoint, just this phrases, because this is going to be story. I mean, otherwise, you're going to show all the pictures of my family. So, okay, I am the fourth generation of a Christian family. Fourth generation. Okay, it's a long history of our family. So have you, anybody that attended the funeral of Pastor Chen? Yeah, anybody else? You saw the bald haired person with the beard, right? That was my brother. Okay, he's a pastor for 30 years in Taiwan. Okay, and don't think that's an easy thing in our family. Okay, and today the story is going to focus on him. That bald hair with beard, you know. Let me say something about my mom. My mom Back then in the 70s, actually 60s, 1960s, my mom was the co-founder of the biggest seminary in Taiwan. And also, she was the chairman of the prayer meeting, women's prayer meeting. He was the chairman of the whole Taiwan, so-called country. That chairman position was taken by Madame Chiang Kai-shek. And she was the former chairman, and my mom is the next chairman. So you see, wow, I mean, he's a lady of importante, right? But with all the fame and titles, she has a lot of grief to tell God, especially. And then when we were teenagers, when I was in middle school, the four kids in our family, we're not kosher at all, quite rebellious. The four kids of our family just do, re, mi, fa. One after another left the church. We all grew up in Sunday school, singing and dance with all the stuff that you learn in Sunday school. And I played Joseph in this Christmas nativity. I was all you can think of, a Sunday school kid, you know, ever since I was 4 or 5 years old. So you think, so wow, well, that's nice. And unfortunately, in middle school time, you know, early teen, we all left. 1, 2, 3, 4, all left the church. And my mom is still the co-founder of, and then also the chairman of the seminary, the largest seminary in Taiwan. Just imagine, in that kind of position, all four of your kids left church one after another. Is it shameful? It's not easy. And not just that. My younger brother, the pastor you saw, man, you can say he's the head of a gang in his college days. He gambled, he drunk, he drank, he smoked. Okay. He do all that. He can gamble all night long from 7 p.m. until the next morning, 7 a.m. for 12 hours. Play MJ, Mahjong. Okay. And then he could be out there the whole night, not coming home. It was like that. And back then, in the 70s, in the late 60s and 70s, smoking marijuana can be executed by the law. And he have the guts to smoke marijuana back then. And just for that reason, you can be executed. But he doesn't have the guts. A lot of singers bow before him because those singers, young singers, had to listen to him because he's the head of a gang. If, just like American singers, I mean, if you want to be famous, you got to have some kind of mob support you. Just Hollywood, a lot of movie stars, singers, they sure have a lot of mob behind them. And then that was my brother, a gang leader back then. So it's not easy to be my mom. And we were not kosher kids, including myself. I was not a gang leader. But honestly, I was somehow wicked inside. but look honest without. I don't do all those. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't gamble. Yet, I have other things to do that nobody knows. So one night, after partying all night long, my brother came home early in the morning, about 5 something. And when the day is just about dawn, he opened the door just quietly because everybody's sleeping. He sneaked in the door, and in darkness, he tried to go to his bed, go to his room. And he saw it in the darkness of the living room. Somehow there's a shadow, there's a person there. Then he turned on the light and shout, "Who's that?" Sure enough, there's a person stand up from kneeling position. That was my mom. He stood up and he was doing this. He said, "What's going on, Mom?" "Nothing. It's okay. It's okay. It's me. I'm here." I didn't know that. My brother told the story at my mom's funeral. Then I knew what happened back then. It's been 10 years. It's been 10 years. From 60s to 70s. I guess my mom kind of prayed in the darkness on her knees for 10 years. It's a long 10 years. It's a suffering 10 years. It's not an easy 10 years. And funny things happen later. Strange. My younger brother, Vernon, and he had a classmate, a girl, for 3 years. And he didn't go after that girl. And somehow I knew why he wouldn't go after that girl. Because that girl goes to church. I say, And then, strange, after graduation, then he started to go after that girl. And I was somehow laughed at my brother in my heart. I say, how long that gonna last? I say, "I'll give you half a year. You get tired. Because church girl have no fun. They don't party. They don't tell jokes. They don't listen to rock and roll. They don't go to movies. They don't do things we do. You're gonna get bored. 6 months later, I'll see that." So I waited for 6 months. Strange. After 6 months, my brother, younger brother, came to me. And then, that shocked me. He said, "Hey, older brother, should I get baptized?" I said, "Woo. You, somehow your brain was burned by something. You want to be baptized?" And then he saw my puzzled face. And then he said, "Well, I have to be baptized because my girlfriend, the church girl. Man, there's a lot of guys in that church was after her. Okay? So if I just got permission to study abroad. Okay, we just got permission to study abroad in a university, you know, get his master's degree. He said, what if I leave Taiwan and go to America, study for a couple of years, and then when I'm back to Taiwan, forget it. The girl must be gone already. I say, so I need to be baptized to make sure, okay, that at least I have some kind of string attached. And I would say, ooh, what a Christian lover boy. Okay, so I put a cap on his head. I say, ooh, Christian lover boy. And was that very amusing? I say, okay, so go ahead and dip yourself in and be baptized. Dip yourself. Fine, go ahead and dip it. And he did. And I was wondering in that half year, I would say, I mean, I said, how long is it going to last? I gave him 6 months. And then strange things happened. That girl just ordered him to quit gambling, smoke, and alcohol. And he did all that. He's a chain smoker. He's an alcohol. He's a midnight gambler and quit all that. I say, woo, that's the power of love, right? And then also the girl said, you gotta, you know, admit that you need to do three things. I said, what? Go to church, study the Bible and pray. And then he did all that. So woo, the power of love. I would say that's why I was shocked when he said, I want to be baptized. Of course, you can imagine my mom was so excited. So excited. The first kid in our house wants to be baptized. Okay, the day of the baptism, my mom somehow tricked me. Say, hey, The chauffeur is off today. You gotta drive me to the church. He said, oh, okay. Yeah, well, I was kind of obedient kid. Okay. The most obedient kid in the house. So, okay, I'll go. He said, by the time I was at the church, he said, I was tricked. It was baptism ceremony. I said, who? My brother is the only person that was baptized that day. My mom was sitting in the pew, tears running down his face, was shaking and shivering. Oh, he was so excited. Wow, my brother was dipped in the water and then got up, and the whole body was wet, and go through the small room, just like here, go to the small room. And my mom said, hey, he said, what? She said, now, here's the dry clothes. Go get him changed into the dry clothes. I said, all right. Then I took the dry clothes to the small room. I open up the door. I stick my head in the room. And I watch and I withdraw. I took the dry clothes back and I sit down by my mom. My mom said, what happened? I said, wait. You know, what did I see? What did I see? My younger brother kneeling at the corner of that small room, weeping with tears on the floor, weeping. I was sitting there, I said, wow, that's the power of God. Change a gang leader into a person willing to kneel at the corner of that small room. And he described later on, he said, he floated his way out of the church that day, filled with joy and peace. Being a gang leader, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Somebody might kill you. Somebody might beat you up. Somebody might betray you. You don't know what's going on tomorrow. But that day after the baptism, he floated his way out of the church. He had no fear ever since. Of course, came to the States, Wisconsin, got his master's degree, and he went back to Taiwan. Worked in a bank for 2 years, not satisfied with his job. And he quit. Go to the seminary. The seminary, same seminary my mom co-founded. I graduated from seminary and being a pastor until today. That's why the power of prayer. The power of prayer. This is not a simple, short prayer. This is a prayer of 10 years. Thinking about four kids. 1, 2, 3, 4. One after another left the church. And herself is the chairman and also the co-founder of the seminary. And also he was the chairman of the women's prayer meeting conference. And also in our house, I mean, my father was a dean of a Christian school, a Christian university. I mean, every, I don't know, Friday or, I mean, it's Friday night. Every Friday or Saturday, there's a fellowship, the Christian fellowship in our house, in our living room of our house. And, but none of the four kids was involved in that fellowship. Consider a mom. And her husband is the dean of that university. And yet, none of the kids is in the fellowship. Is it easy? Is it easy? It's painful. No wonder. Tears, oftentimes, in her eyes. Let's pray. Lord, I know it's not easy to be a teenager, especially being a rebellious teenager. I was there. So I fully recognize the rebellious nature of teenagers. And that's why you give the passion, give the love to me. So I look at them oftentimes. I thought about myself 50 years ago. I was there. Lord, have passion. Have patience. Please have your love, especially reserved for the teenagers. Lord, I thank you. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ.